All right, so I realized there was one important part of this that I was going to have you do before you did that, but that's okay, which is shout out some of the things that you're doing on each of these levels already, because one of the important things is being aware of what you've done already and the, celebrating the fact that you're already taking steps, and so you've got a place to start from. So so we'll go back to the slide before this, and... So what are some of the things, just shout them out, things on the private and personal level within your household that you do that are environmentally friendly?
Bicycle?
Public transit?
I installed a solar panel.
A solar panel on your house?
Eating grass-fed beef.
Grass-fed beef?
Mm-hmm. Recycling.
No beef. Recycling.
Yeah, aiming to shop.
Composting. What was that?
Aiming to shop locally as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And organic when it's affordable.
Yeah. Purchase local and organic products when they're available and affordable. Yeah, back here.
No meat and no dairy.
No meat and no dairy. Yeah, so the meat thing is definitely a environmental issue in the sense of how much fossil fuels it takes to produce the meat and the land that and the greenhouse gases that it that the cows emit particularly and all of the waste that runs off into the rivers and all those things. So while eating meat in general might not be unethical, it is definitely an environmental impact. So that's great. All right, so what about the social network? What do you do within your social spheres of influence?
Carpool to meeting.
Carpool to meeting, yeah.
Post good news on the internet.
Yeah, post good news on the internet. Yeah, not just the bad news. Good idea.
To remind you to the organizations that
Mm-hmm. Contributing money to organizations with good causes.
Something fun I did with my daughter, we read the book Climate of Hope, and we shared.
Great. So reading a book, Climate of Hope, and then sharing with others about it.
We installed a little free library in front of our house.
Yeah.
So it's community, but also, you know, reducing the need to buy new books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little free library to share, a kind of sharing economy, so that's great.
Going to the local, what's the next level of the kindergarten?
Grade school.
Grade school to talk about planting of trees.
Yeah, teaching grade schoolers about planting trees. All right, good stuff. How about at the level of organizations that you're a part of?
We have a food pantry here, and we get a lot of vegetables that are not in their prime, but we give them to people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so food pantry and using food that would otherwise be wasted. Yeah, yeah. That's a huge problem is all the food waste that we have in this country that... The food that's produced, but nobody ever eats it, and yeah, very sad. Thank you.
I'm part of a class that where I'm learning to be a master recycler.
Nice.
So that will eventually be an organizational goal to do outreach and training and whatever else I have in mind.
Cool. Master recycler program and. Being able to use that in various organizations and places where you have a voice. Yeah.
Okay. I belong to several bicycle advocacy groups.
Okay. Yeah. Bicycle advocacy, so you try to make it more possible for people to bike. Yeah. Thanks. Good.
I work with Mary Rapid Transit in a job that absorbs most of my time and energy. But I consider that to be environmental activism.
Yeah, so working for Bay Area Rapid Transit so that you make it possible for the rest of us to use public transportation.
Yeah, I work at the library, so I guess that's on that line too.
Yeah. Yeah, the library sharing economy, working together for education. What was that?
Yeah, and there was a job as a chaplain. Mm-hmm. 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Great. Volunteering as a chaplain at the hospital. Yeah, what about here in the meeting house? Do you do anything that, or as a meeting here? I think you've planted drought-resistant plants. That's really good.
You noticed that, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, at Santa Cruz meeting, because the impact of climate change is going to be fewer but more intense storms and a lot of runoff.
Mm-hmm.
So our environmental committee, which is the Friends of the Community Nature Committee, which is the fund committee, got the meeting to spend $1,500 on drilling a core on the edge of our property to see how thick the impermeable level was, layer was, and it's actually not as thick as we thought, so we can have a little rain collection injecting into the aquifer.
Great, wow, that's cool. Yeah, so what do you call that? It's not a rain catch system exactly, but sort of.
Well, it's the stormwater stewardship.
Okay, great. Participating in the stormwater stewardship program at the Santa Cruz meeting, you said?
Yeah, there's three churches in a row, and so there's it's in the on the downslope, so there's Pavement, parking lot. We're at the bottom, but so we're hoping to work with those other churches. It's been that part will take some time.
Yeah.
And we're also working with the county and the city on
the SoCal Water District,
finding ways to fund it.
That's exciting. Thanks. Yeah, that's something that maybe other meeting houses could think about, right?
Started by the meeting curmudgeon.
I love the fun committee. That's a good idea. What is it? Friends in Unity with Nature? We should name all our committees that, right? All right. And at the public level, what do you do already? So, policy, yeah.
I wrote some short stories and published them online.
Mm-hmm.
Is that public?
Yes. Yeah, so writing.
I mean, the story is all about
fiction. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's supposed to excite people into the new paradigm.
Yeah, so I think we often get more engaged through story, right? So it's a good way, telling stories about climate change and its impacts in such a way that might get people more interested in caring about this.
I'm mostly retired, but I do some mental health assessments for attorneys and undocumented immigrants.
Mm.
And I sometimes get overwhelmed with the futility of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, because there are so many of them, and some of them won't get their papers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm overwhelmed with a sense of futility, I think of one of my favorite quotes from Mahatma Gandhi. Almost anything you do will be insignificant, but it is most important that you do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, almost anything that you do will be insignificant, but it's most important that you do it. Yeah. And immigration topics maybe aren't directly connected to environmental concerns, but if you think about the reasons for people wanting to immigrate here, a lot of it has to do with environmental topics. So we're using resources in other places so that people that live there can't have access to them, or we're trying to get oil in those places, which is a natural resource, and causing conflict there. So all of these things are intertwined, right? So working with immigrants to try to help them be able to live in this country safely, or live somewhere safely, is connected to the environmental concern, and all of these justice issues are connected in similar ways. So all of this justice work that we're doing in some ways is probably connected to environmental concerns. Yeah.
I heard that Buddhist nuns who became an environmental activist because she realized that climate change was creating drought, which was creating refugee crises. And so she was she realized that working on climate change was critical if you were involved with people.
Yeah. So connecting the dots between, you know, if we really care about social justice issues and we see the steps back from that of why those social justice issues are happening, usually it's connected with a natural resource or a climate change problem. So that's part of that work of becoming awake and not letting ourselves stay in that place of moral oblivion. Keith?
So supporting organizations that are involved with access to family planning technologies and also family planning awareness through the media. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so working on family planning plans. Yeah.
So I am planning on being supportive of the campaign for county supervisor of a man who has Santa Cruz County, so there's better transport, other kinds of transportation from some Santa Cruz to the Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. So that whole thing doesn't get, it's already horrible and clogged. And he also is supporting lowering the housing costs so people can live and work and don't have to commute so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes kind of mind-boggling how interconnected these things are. So supporting rapid transit or, public transit initiatives in various places that don't have it yet, and then supporting affordable housing so people don't have to use so many fossil fuels to get to work and back.
Supporting organizations that work for the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so supporting environmental organizations with your money and your body, right? Okay, so what are some of the cultural ways that you're working to do environmental care? So it talks about changing norms, systems, stories, and symbols.
This has been said already, but it's cultural too. You change riding buses.
Riding buses, so changing the story of how we get around and what we're entitled to. Yeah. Did you have a hand up?
I read something the other day where a woman who talked about admiring someone's dress, and the first young woman said, "Oh, I got it at the thrift store. Isn't it wonderful?" You know, like, so like changing. I mean, I have my own issues around that, but that's a different story. But just the changing the culture of what is actually acceptable. And, what you actually mean.
Yeah.
And I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah, so being proud of reusing things instead of buying new and that sort of thing, and sharing that with your anybody who asks, not probably just, you know, well, I did this thing, but obviously we have to be careful of not coming across as like holier than thou, but if it's like out of a space of joy of like, oh, isn't this great, it can be a great way to change the story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that the driver doesn't spend 2 hours crossing the bridge, and the riders can free up space on BART.
Okay, so a program called Casual Carpool. So you just catch a ride with somebody that maybe you don't know, but they're going in the same direction.
Line up in front of the BART.
Oh, great.
In order to get carpool.
Cool.
Just get in the car, and then the car can go.
Wow, that's great. I bet it builds some sort of a sense of community, too, because you get to know people you wouldn't otherwise.